Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Among the greatest blessings God ever bestowed on the nation of Israel was the sending of the prophets to teach them and to prevent them from going into apostasy. The prophets were among the most courageous and dynamic men who ever preached the Word of God. They did not compromise nor negotiate. They delivered God's message in God's Word to God's people. Some of the prophets were vigorously opposed, even by other prophets, but they never failed to speak faithfully for God Almighty. I'm speaking of the great prophets, not men like Balaam. Balaam was more interested in what he could get from his prophesying than in speaking God's Word. Peter accused Balaam of loving the wages of unrighteousness, 2 Peter 2:15. The Jews in Jeremiah's days seemed not to have much respect for the Lord. Jeremiah said they had lied about the Lord by saying, "He will do nothing, neither shall evil come up on us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them, and thus it shall be done unto them." Jeremiah 5:12-13. Because of the rebellious attitude of the Israelites, the Lord God of hosts said, "Because you speak this word, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall destroy them." Jeremiah 5:14. God's word would become fire, and the people would become wood. The fire would destroy them. Later in the prophecy of Jeremiah, the Lord asked, "Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces?" Jeremiah 23:29. The Israelites should have had no difficulty understanding what God was saying to them. If they did not mend their ways, God would punish them for their disobedience and rebellion. The Lord warned the Israelites, "Lo, I will bring a nation upon you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say." Jeremiah 5:15. Did you notice in this verse that God said, "I will bring a nation upon you from far"? When the Babylonians actually marched against the nation of Israel, both Israel and Babylon almost certainly believed that the decision to conquer Israel was the Babylonians' decision. Of course, the rulers in Babylon were involved, but the ultimate cause of the decision was the Lord's. It was God who decided that Israel was to be disciplined by a foreign nation, a mighty nation, ancient nation, a nation whose language the Jews could not understand. But how could God allow a heathen nation like Babylon to conquer the nation of Israel? As wicked as Israel had become, it was not so pagan and evil as Babylon. How does one explain God's use of such a nation? He wanted the Israelites to know that He expected them to turn from their wickedness and obey His will. The Jews should have known that no nation on earth could win against them if they were obedient to the will of God. But when Babylon marched against and conquered Israel, they had to know they were being punished for their ungodly behavior. No nation was strong enough to win against Israel if the Israelites had been committed to obeying the Lord. There are many lessons we should learn from reading these Old Testament texts. I want to stress just one today. When God warns us to turn from sin and obey His Word, the warning is not hypothetical. He gives us warnings for our own benefit. When we ignore what God says, we can know we will have to suffer the consequences. We are going to reap what we sow. If we listen to God, He will bless us beyond our imagination. If we sin against Him, He will punish us. Our happiness here and our welfare in the world to come depend on our response to the Lord's will. Thank you, and may God bless you.